down to that corner. Follow the bus down there. Why was it?
Oh, well, I have to get out there once more.
Independent War Food Administration. It has worked well. In each of the war years, there has been an outstanding record of production. There has been complete cooperation between the Secretary of Agriculture and myself. Now, however, that victory in Europe has been achieved, I feel that the work of the Department and the war food could well be carried on by the Secretary of Agriculture, probably with somewhat less expenditure of funds. Now, Judge Jones is going back to the claims court on June 30th, and when he goes back and relinquishes the Office of War Food Administrator, I expect to make the Secretary of Agriculture War Food. And I think that's about all, unless you've got some questions to ask.
I thought it was pretty good.
Mr. President, did Mr. Morgenthau offer his resignation this morning?
No, he did not, and if he had, I would accept it.
What was the reply, Mr. President?
He did not offer his resignation, and if he had, I wouldn't accept it.
Sir, do you contemplate any change in the State Department?
I do not. They were not. I have a resignation to every member of the government who can resign since I've been president. I can accept them or not as I choose.
Mr. President, would you clarify, please, the present and future status of Russia under lend-lease out in the war in Europe?
Well, I don't care to discuss that. I think I covered it very thoroughly in the statement that was issued. Russia is getting the land lease that she was contracted to receive during the month of May.
How about, sir, when the protocol expires at the end of June?
Well, let's wait and see what's necessary to be done at that time. Then we'll take care of it in a way which we think will be all right for the peace of the world.
There's a person wanted cancellation orders to give the land lease to Russia.
The cancellation of land lease began as soon as the war ceased. It was not a cancellation, it was a readjustment to the new conditions as they came about as due to the collapse of Germany. The whole thing has to be gone into completely and thoroughly for all the nations. And I think it will be handled in a way that the country and the world will be helped by it.
Have you any estimate of the amount of savings resulting from the readjustment?
No, I have not, because I don't know just how much of a readjustment has taken place at the present time.
Mr. President, under law, can
lend-lease
equipment be sent to Russia
out
of any country when it's not engaged in
a
war against Japan?
Yes, it can. When it's been allocated to Russia by protocol and treaty, we have to carry out our commitments.
Now, Mr. President, now that the war in Europe is over, has any arrangement been made for early release of the Italian
army systems? I know nothing about it.
Can you inform us at all on the status of German war prisoners as to when they will cease being prisoners?
No, I can't. We can't do anything about that until we have an established government in Germany.
Well, that might be
for a generation. Well, that's your
guess as good as mine. Mr. President, a couple of weeks ago you told us you knew Hitler was dead, but you wouldn't give us very much detail about it. Give us any now?
Yes, I think I can tell you why I thought Hitler was dead. Himmler had told our minister in Sweden through the, I think, Prince Bernadotte in Sweden, that Hitler had had a stroke and that he wouldn't have the 24 hours to live. And I understood that whenever Himmler said anybody has just 24 hours to live, that's about how it is.
Well, you know, all the way you think
I don't know a thing about it yet, and more than you do, only what I've seen in the papers.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I believe Mr. Folliver is a little cockeyed. Not quite perfect.
A little. I don't want to meet to live in a little old dirty town. Like the one you described.
Thank you.